listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The Victorian government is looking to crack down on domestic violence amid the high-profile alleged murders of three Ballarat women. A number of ministers, including Jacqueline Symes and Vicky Ward, have reportedly formed a working group to examine how they can better address the issue across the state, with concerns the issue is worst in regional areas. Debate is raging within Bendigo about a proposed housing development and its impact on a nearby intersection. Plans have been put forward to build 55 new homes on Phyllis Street in Kangaroo Flat, but there's a concern in the community about its impact on traffic flow heading onto the Calder Highway. The Department of Transport and council officers have suggested issuing a ban on right-hand turns coming out of Phyllis Street. Other potential options have included a roundabout or traffic lights. Sunraysia has entered the next phase of its Cool It Street program. This week saw work get underway on planting 870 new trees in Mildura in order to increase shade and reduce heat stress. The move is part of an initiative by the city's council and the Loddon Mallee Public Health Unit. And Bendigo will be buzzing this weekend with Good Samaritans running around the La Bapar Athletics Track, all for a worthy cause. Relay for Life is back, with the action starting tomorrow morning. Cancer Council's Renee Garney says the event is all about
giving the people of Bendigo and surrounding areas the opportunity to come together to remember those that have been lost to cancer, to celebrate the survivors of cancer and to fight back and raise some really much needed funds.
Round 3 of the Coates Talent League girls competition is on this weekend. It'll see the Bendigo Pioneers again playing at home. They'll face the Western Jets from 11:30 a.m. at the QEO this Sunday. Meantime, the Pioneers boys have a bye.